When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough, when friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. Those are the opening lyrics of Simon and Garfunkel's biggest hit single, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. This song topped the charts in 1970. It's 50 years later. Are folks any less weary? Wouldn't it be good to know there is someone who will lay down their life for you? Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. There is a passage in Isaiah 50 verse 4 that told ancient Israel about a coming servant of the Lord. It reads, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught." The nation of Israel was God's servant, set apart to be a light to a weary and dying world. But ancient Israel did not have ears to hear. They refused to listen to God. Isaiah has been making this point. So he then speaks of a coming servant who would listen, a servant who would be awakened to hear God, and through God's instruction, he would be able to sustain the weary with a word. This servant, of course, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came and calls out to all who are weary, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. My friend, are you weary from life? Where are you seeking comfort? Where can rest be found? Do you have great pain you suffer from every day? Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12 how he was tormented by a thorn in his side. Was this a physical pain or mental anguish? We don't know anything except that he was suffering, that Satan had sent a great affliction he had now endured for 14 years. And Paul writes in verse 8, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it from me." Paul was weary from a great pain, and he went to the servant Lord to seek relief. But Jesus didn't take it away. Rather, Jesus spoke a word that had sustained weary Paul now for 14 years. Verse 9, "But he," Jesus, "said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" Paul went to Jesus and received a word that the grace of Jesus would be enough to sustain Paul. And our Lord Jesus calls you to come. He has a word if you will come and cry out to him. It may take time, but if you are serious, Jesus will sustain you, my weary friend. Perhaps you're not experiencing physical weariness, but you are burdened. Maybe you're like so many of the Israelites of Isaiah's day. You're not listening to God. You know you're not living the way God calls you. You are burdened by sin, my friend, by your wickedness, and it is eating you alive. Maybe you're seeking comfort and friends who encourage you that what you're doing isn't that bad, or they're all doing it. Maybe you seek comfort by numbing yourself to the reality of your sin with drugs or alcohol. Maybe you're nourishing the sin itself because the sin itself provides you comfort. We read in Genesis 27:42 how Esau comforted himself by planning to kill his brother. My burdened friend, where are you finding comfort? The bad news is this life is wearisome and burdensome. Maybe not today, but you cannot escape it. The good news is that God's Son Jesus looked down on mankind, and the Father sent him from heaven, and Jesus became human. He added humanness to his Godness. He came to hold forth his heart for all who would simply come, his heart gentle and humble. It's amazing when you read Hebrews 10:5, it quotes from Psalm 40, and it basically says the opening of Jesus' ear is all about the incarnation. The Son of God took on a human ear and a human mouth so that he could listen to his Father and then speak to us words to provide rest for our souls. How does rest happen? How does our rest come? Well, first by Jesus' announcement that he did what we failed at. He lived the obedient life we've failed to from day one. And then by laying down his life, by dying on the cross to pay for our sins, he created a bridge over the troubled waters of this life. Jesus became the path to glorious resurrection life for all who would come to him. A place where there will be no more pain, no more sin, no more tears. Death will be no more. Do you hear his tongue calling out to you today, offering you rest? My friend, then go to him and yoke your life to his and learn from him. And then spend the rest of your life remembering who you are and who you belong to.